Welcome to the Shango Diaries, where passion meets vulnerability and love unfolds one story at a time. Modern, raw, and unapologetically real. Get ready to dive into the unexpected. This is the Shango Diaries, written by M. Madison.
Like, dive into whether or not Monica and Shango can actually make this whole, like, love thing work.
Right. And it's so interesting to see how their individual lives kind of, like, weave into this whole, like, romance narrative.
Totally.
So Monica's juggling being an associate producer for this reality TV show.
Crazy. And at the same time, she's, like, trying to navigate this, like, super intense connection with Shango.
Right.
It's a lot to balance.
Yeah. And speaking of a lot to balance, it's fascinating to see Monica's work life kind of, like, bleeding into these emails.
Right. Like, talk about behind-the-scenes drama.
Yeah.
She's, like, dealing with travel logistics for these, like, super demanding execs.
Uh-huh.
She's dealing with these crazy tech meltdowns.
Phones and internet.
Yeah, exactly. And she's even, like, curating music for the show, which... Nope.
That sounds like a fun gig.
Seriously, like, you go, Monica.
Right.
So while Monica's, like, hustling in the TV world, Shango's finishing up his latest book.
Oh, yeah. And he's celebrating by...
Well, let's just say he's making his desires for Monica pretty clear in these emails.
Yeah, we're talking some seriously steamy stuff.
Oh, definitely. Like, Shango knows what he wants, and he is not afraid to say it.
No. Uh-huh.
Which I kind of admire his confidence, you know?
Yeah.
But there's definitely, like, this power dynamic at play.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, like, he's the established author, like, dictating the terms of their, like, encounters. And then there's Monica, who's trying to balance her own desires with, like, being a mom.
And working this crazy job.
Exactly.
So it's tricky.
Yeah, super tricky.
And this whole, like, power dynamic thing really comes into play when Shango discovers that Monica hooked up with this music producer.
Mr. Big.
Yeah, Mr. Big back in October.
Oh, yeah, it's like a total bomb. Just went on.
Explosion.
But you know what? Honestly, I give Monica props for, like, being upfront about it. She totally could have kept that to herself.
Easily.
Totally. But she chose to be honest with Shango, even though it made her super vulnerable.
Yeah. But, you know, Shango's reaction isn't so much about what happened. It's
right.
More about the fact that Monica wasn't completely open with him from the very beginning.
I see.
So it really highlights how important trust and respect are.
Totally.
Especially in a relationship that's moving as fast as theirs.
Right. And then Shango calls for a pause.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch is
right.
Poor Monica. Like, that's got a sting. And she's obviously heartbroken and, like, questioning everything.
Yeah. And her emails to both Shango and her friend Todd are, like,
raw.
So raw and vulnerable.
It's like we're getting this glimpse into her heart.
Right. And we don't normally see this.
Never.
Yeah.
Like, she's putting it all out there for Shango, and it's like...
So brave, but also kind of scary.
I'm totally Team Monica here.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
Right. She's dealing with this demanding career and raising her kid and trying to navigate this whirlwind romance with Shango.
That's...
Like, for real? And she's so open about how she's feeling and her insecurities. And, I mean, it takes guts to be that vulnerable.
It really does. And then she kind of just, like, throws herself back into work.
Yeah, she does.
Which is interesting.
Right. So she's organizing this comedy tour and reviewing music for the show.
She's trying to keep busy.
Totally. Like, I think she's trying to, like, keep it together.
Amidst all the chaos.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the apology.
Mm-hmm.
Monica reaches out to Shango to express how sorry she is. And, like, she's really trying to fix things.
Right.
But his reply reveals something, like, deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he needs more than an apology.
It's not just about saying sorry.
Right. He's looking for honesty, vulnerability, like a real emotional connection.
He wants her to, like, let him in.
Yeah. But that's a big ask, especially because Monica seems like she's pretty guarded.
Very guarded.
So it makes you wonder, like, is he being too demanding or is he justified in wanting more from her?
What do you think?
I don't know. It's tough.
It is tough.
Like, on the one hand, he's being totally upfront about what he needs.
Right.
But on the other hand, it feels kind of like an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling vulnerable.
Especially when you're feeling vulnerable.
Ultimatums aren't fun.
No, they're not.
Not fun at all.
So then what does Monica do?
What does she do?
She steps up.
She does.
Yeah. She admits that she's never been this vulnerable before.
Wow.
And she's willing to go there for Shango.
That's a big step.
It's a huge step. Like, talk about a leap of faith.
Totally.
But the big question is, like, is she really ready to give up control? To, like, fully open up to him?
Or is this just, like, the heartbreak talking?
Exactly.
It's a big question.
It's a huge question.
And it's a question that goes way beyond just Monica and Shango's relationship.
I think so too.
We all struggle with this balance, you know?
Right.
How much do we let go to let love in?
How do we protect ourselves without, like, shutting ourselves off?
Exactly.
It's so hard.
And the fact that Monica's going through all of this while juggling this crazy job just makes it even more relatable.
So relatable.
I mean, who hasn't tried to, like, keep it together at work while their personal life is, like, totally imploding?
You see it.
And that's what makes the Shango Diaries so captivating.
Totally agree.
It's like this raw, unfiltered look at love and vulnerability and trust.
Yeah.
And it's all set against this crazy but exciting world of reality TV.
That's a recipe for some good stuff.
Seriously. And
yeah.
Like, things are only getting hotter from here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Monica just put her heart out there for Shango.
Totally.
And now it's like all on him.
Right. Like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. Is he going to meet her halfway?
Well, that's what we're all dying to know.
I know, right.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me.
Because while Monica's waiting for Shango to respond,
yeah,
she doesn't just sit around, you know?
No way. Monica's a busy lady.
Yeah, this woman is like a force of nature.
Totally.
She dives headfirst back into work, like coordinating this whole comedy tour.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And fielding calls from these like super demanding executives.
Oh, God. I can only imagine the stress.
And on top of all that, she's dealing with these like insane technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah. With the phones and internet for the show.
Ugh. Such a nightmare.
I know, right? Like, can you imagine?
Talk about a high-pressure environment.
Seriously.
That's a lot.
So much going on.
But it's like she's taking all that emotional energy and pouring it into her work.
Right.
Which I kind of admire. She's not letting this heartbreak, like, totally derail her. She's using it as fuel.
It's pretty inspiring, actually.
It is. And you know what's crazy?
What?
This is 2007.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, the internet is still kind of new.
Right.
Smartphones are just starting to, like, emerge.
So different from today.
Totally different. And even something as simple as, like, a reliable phone or internet connection could be a major challenge back then.
I can't even imagine.
Right. And Monica is, like, right in the thick of it, trying to keep everything running smoothly.
It's wild.
It really is. And speaking of keeping things running smoothly,
yeah,
let's not forget about Monica's role in, like, picking the music for the show.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, the music curator.
Exactly. So she's emailing back and forth with this super music producer.
Okay, wait. This is different from Mr. Big, right?
Totally different guy.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
Yeah, no, this is a whole other character.
Okay, so she's emailing the super music producer, and what are they talking about?
Like, song choices for the show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, nail the perfect vibe for each scene.
I love that we get to see this, like, behind-the-scenes look at music selection for a reality show.
Right. You never think about it, but it's a whole process.
It's so cool. And Monica's taste in music is, like,
on point.
So good.
Seriously.
Okay, wait. So there's Mr. Big, and now there's this super music producer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, like, sensing a potential new love interest here?
Ooh, maybe.
Things are getting juicy.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a possibility.
I'm here for it.
But for now,
yeah,
the focus is still on Monica and Shango.
Right.
Like, their relationship is still on hold, remember?
Yeah, that pause is killing me.
It's intense.
And Monica is definitely feeling that uncertainty.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Like, we see her confiding in her friend Todd in these emails.
Right, she's pouring her heart out to him.
Yeah, she's struggling with her feelings for Shango and her own insecurities and, like, the fear of getting hurt again.
It's relatable, you know?
So relatable.
It highlights this, like, universal truth about relationships.
What's that?
Vulnerability is terrifying.
It is.
Like, opening yourself up to someone and letting them see the real you.
Warts and all.
Exactly. It's a huge risk.
It is, and Monica's trying to figure out if Shango is worth that risk.
Right. Especially after that whole pause thing.
Yeah, and that ultimatum.
It's like you admire his honesty and wanting a deep connection.
Yeah.
But it also feels a little controlling, you know?
It does.
It raises questions about, like, power dynamics and communication styles.
For sure.
Shango is coming from this place of confidence. Maybe even entitlement.
Yeah.
And Monica's just trying to figure out her own feelings and vulnerabilities.
It's a classic push and pull.
Total push and pull. And it's all happening in this crazy world of reality TV.
I know, right?
Where Monica is constantly juggling deadlines and personalities.
And creative challenges.
It's a lot to handle.
So much.
But, you know, Monica is not one to back down from a challenge.
Never.
She's stepping up in both her personal and professional life.
How so?
Like, She's taking charge of projects at work,
uh-huh.
advocating for her ideas.
I love that.
And even offering to help a colleague who's in a tough spot.
She's a good person.
She is. It's clear that she's a strong and capable woman.
I love that she's not letting the Shango drama, like, completely take over her life.
Yeah, she's finding ways to channel her energy and stay focused.
She's got her priorities straight.
Right, and this brings us to, like, a huge moment in the diaries.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Monica gets an email from Shango.
No way. What does it say?
He's responding to her apology.
This is it, the moment of truth.
It's happening.
I can't wait to hear what he says.
Well, it's not a simple yes or no.
Of course not.
Shango's response is both heartfelt and thought-provoking.
Okay. Tell me everything.
He acknowledges Monica's apology.
Okay, yeah.
But he emphasizes that it's not just about the past.
It's about the future.
Exactly. It's about building trust and vulnerability going forward.
So he's doubling down on his need for, like, deep, raw honesty.
Yeah, it's like he's challenging Monica to meet him on his level.
Right, to be as open and vulnerable as he is.
But is that realistic?
I don't know. Is it fair to expect someone to completely change themselves just to fit into his idea of a relationship?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is. And it's something that, like, anyone who's ever been in a relationship can relate to.
Totally.
Like, that pressure to change who you are. And that's the question that's going to stay with us as we head into the final part of this week's Shango Diaries deep dive.
Oh, yeah. Things are about to get even more intense.
Okay, so Shango's, like, totally laid down the law.
Right. Like, honesty, vulnerability, no more games.
Yeah, it's intense, but I kind of respect his honesty.
Yeah, he's not messing around, and it puts Monica in a tough spot.
Totally, because she's obviously into him.
Oh, yeah, physically and emotionally.
But she's also, like, terrified of getting hurt.
Makes sense. She's been hurt before.
Right. Her past relationships have made her super guarded.
Yeah. So she's hesitant to really open up.
Yeah. It's like she's caught between wanting this deep connection.
Right.
But also, like, being afraid of losing control.
And honestly, who hasn't been there?
Right. Like, trying to balance wanting to be close to someone, but also wanting to protect yourself.
It's a constant struggle.
Ugh, so true. And Monica's emails to her friend Todd.
Oh, yeah.
They really show that struggle.
They totally do. Like, she's questioning Shango's motive.
Uh-huh. Like, is he trying to manipulate her?
Right. Or control her.
But then at the same time, she's like, maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to let go of my fear and just be more open.
It's like this internal battle,
totally.
Weighing the risks and rewards.
And of course, this is all happening while she's dealing with this crazy job.
Right. Like, imagine trying to process all of this.
While also dealing with demanding execs and tech meltdowns.
And trying to produce a hit TV show.
It's insane.
Makes my head spin just thinking about it.
But Monica seems to be handling it all pretty well.
She's super strong and resilient.
I love that she's not letting the Shango drama completely take over her life.
Yeah, she's finding ways to compartmentalize.
And stay focused on her goals.
It's impressive.
Okay, but back to the important stuff.
Yeah.
Does Monica accept Shango's challenge?
Like, does she go all in?
Spill the tea.
Okay, so without giving too much away.
Ugh, come on.
Monica's response is both unexpected and, like, super moving.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
She doesn't shy away from his request for vulnerability.
Really? So she actually opens up to him?
She does.
Wow.
And it's a powerful moment. Like, Monica goes deep.
Like, how deep are we talking?
She shares her fears, her insecurities, even stuff from her past that she's never told anyone before.
No way.
It's raw. It's honest. It's incredibly brave.
Then tits guts.
Major guts, like, to be that vulnerable with someone.
It's especially someone you're still getting to know.
Huge risk.
So what about Shango? How does he react?
Well, his response is equally powerful.
Okay, good.
He meets her vulnerability with compassion and understanding.
That's what you want to see.
Right. There's no judgment, no criticism, just empathy and respect.
Next week.
It's clear that he's touched by her honesty and moved by her willingness to let him in.
So it sounds like they're finally on the same page.
Yeah, they've both taken a leap of faith.
And landed in a good place.
Exactly, a place of deeper understanding and connection.
And it all started with being vulnerable.
It's beautiful to witness.
It really is, and it makes you think about your own life. Like, what are our own barriers to vulnerability?
Right. How can we be more open and honest in our relationships?
And are we willing to take risks to find that kind of connection that Monica and Shango are building?
It's something to think about, for sure.
Yeah. As we wrap up this week's deep dive into the Shango Diaries, I'm feeling hopeful.
Me too.
Inspired by their journey and reminded that even when things are crazy, love can still be transformative.
So true.
Beautiful. And until next time, keep those emails coming, because you never know what juicy drama we'll uncover in the next chapter of the Shango Diaries.
I can't wait.
See you then.
Monica is really juggling a lot right now, managing the chaos of producing an MMA reality show by day and navigating her complicated relationship with Shango by night. It's a balancing act that's intense, to say the least. Shango's before email definitely stood out this week. I mean, heels, lobster bisque, and patio tables. It's clear he knows what he wants, but this whole pause situation makes things feel so fragile. Monica's trying to be vulnerable, to let her guard down, but Shango seems stuck on what's already happened instead of moving forward. Relationships aren't easy, especially when emotions are running high and past wounds resurface. Will Monica and Shango find a way to work through this? Or is this pause setting the stage for something bigger? Thanks for joining me on the Shango Diaries. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your thoughts with us at shangodiaries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you think. Take care, and I'll see you next week.